But Jesus had needs to go through Samaria to get to that woman. Listen, there are some people we look at through the eyes of our own understanding, and we look at them as worthless. But there's not one person on planet Earth that is born worthless. Are you hearing me? God's desire is to fellowship with all mankind.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. Today's message is part 3 of a series entitled Our Worship. In John's Gospel, chapter 4, Jesus has an encounter with a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Jesus tells this woman, the true worshipers of God will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Are you a true worshiper of God? Our prayer for you today is that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message.
This is exactly what happened to Israel. Israel was dispersed. And then what the Syrians did is they took Gentile nations and began to pour into this area of Samaria. And so you can't eradicate everybody. So you have people that are still living there that are Israelis. And then you have Gentiles who come in and they begin to intermarry. And these people would be called the Samaritans. They had their own worship because they weren't allowed to worship in Jerusalem because they weren't Jews. So they had their own worship in Samaria on Mount Gerizim. They had their own theology. They had their own worship. And that's why this conversation takes place with Jesus at the well with the woman of Samaria. You Jews worship in Jerusalem. We worship here in Samaria. You know, you Jews, we don't have any dealings with each other. There's an animosity. But Jesus had needs to go through Samaria to get to that woman. Listen, there are some people we look at through the eyes of our own understanding, and we look at them as worthless. But there's not one person on planet Earth that is born worthless. Are you hearing me? Come on now. God's desire is to fellowship with all mankind. You know what? Sometimes we hinder God, I think, doing what He would like to do. There is a human element that is involved. Are you hearing me? There is a responsibility that mankind has towards each other. Listen, we can help facilitate the work of God, or we can hinder the work of God. Jews had no dealings with these Samaritans. Jesus broke all those stereotypes, and He goes and he meets with this woman who has questionable character. That's why He has needs to go through Samaria. He wants to restore relationship with this lady. What sin has separated. See, listen, by this time, Jesus was God in the flesh, correct? Yes or no? He's God in the flesh. What you see Jesus doing, He's doing what His Father did. His Father always wanted to be connected to His people. I mean, Jesus is living in high cotton. He gets to walk in the flesh amongst people, lost people. That's why He looks at them, lost, weary, sheep without a shepherd. He's able to walk to this lady. He sees, you know what? This lady is not just a Samaritan. This woman is one of my creation that is lost. She's so lost, nobody wants anything to do with her. She's a Samaritan. She's a lady of questionable character. But I see in her a worshiper, and I want worship. I want fellowship with her. I want communion with her. I want to be reconnected to this woman. And He does everything because He has needs to get to Samaria so He can restore fellowship with that woman. Nobody can become a true worshiper until they're redeemed. This woman has a need of salvation. You know what's something I think we see significant in the story? Is when Jesus begins to talk to her about her sin. Where's your husband? Well, I don't have a husband. And then Jesus begins to prophetically read her mail. You're right, you've had 5, and the guy you're with is not your husband. And then I perceive you're a prophet. And then she goes on to say, in the next verse, verse 20, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews said that in Jerusalem is the place where you ought to worship. Isn't it amazing, how convicted she gets? She changed the subject. That's exactly what she does. She's under conviction. Have you ever met someone in our community? You begin to talk to them about the Lord. I go to this church. I go to that church. Well, that's not what I asked you. See, what I'm asking you about is your relationship with Jesus. See, we put so much importance on the house of worship. Are you following me? Yeah. See, this becomes our worship. And it's not. It's not supposed to be that. Our worship is with communion with the Father. You know, your answer should be this. when you begin to talk, so your response shouldn't be, I go to Holt Assembly of God. Your response should be this, that I am a born-again believer, that I believe I follow Jesus. And so that should be our first response. Then the next response could be then, where do you go to church at? And then you could tell them, but listen to me, your worship is not Holt Assembly of God. This woman becomes, again, under conviction, and she tries to fill that gap religiously. She begins to bridge the gap between her and Jesus religiously. Jesus won't have it. Jesus begins to talk to her about the importance is not in the place, the importance is in the relationship. See, listen, there are churches in our community that will tell you that you have to worship. In order to meet with God, you've got to worship in that church. This is the place to be spiritually. Do you know what kind of hogwash that is? Because listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care how ugly, how nasty, how mean, how broken, how disgusting the church is. You can still go into a church and be a worshiper of God. You can. Because what you're saying, is that church more powerful than your worship, your connection with God? Listen, we allow people to sell us a bill of goods. Worship is, listen, there's nothing wrong. I believe as a church, we should have an environment that is inviting, that we should have an environment that is welcoming. We should have an environment that is free. We should have an environment that is liberating. But I understand there are environments that are just the opposite. Our desire should be to create those environments where we can worship and worship freely. But there are some folks that get to that place that because you are this church or that church, this is the only place that you can worship. You know, I'm an Assemblies of God pastor. I'm an ordained Assemblies of God pastor. This is an Assemblies of God church. But God is not impressed by my credentials or that sign out in front of the door. The Holy Spirit doesn't visit with us because we are an Assemblies of God church, or because we're Holt Assembly of God, or because I am the pastor of this church, or because you attend there. It's because we attend there. Where two or more are gathered in His name. We have so much stinking religion, so much stinking flesh, that it messes up our worship. Well, I'm with today's church, and I couldn't worship because the music was too loud. Well, put some stuff in your ears. Move to the back row if you need to. Throw up your hands and worship God. Well, that song they play, I just can't stand that song. Do you think when you get to heaven, Jesus is going to say, "But I really like that song, but that song just stunk. 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 That song just really stunk." Listen, if God's desire, if his personal pleasing was a certain style, a certain way, it would still be that way all the time. The fact of the matter is, people change, times change, styles, methods, they all change. But worship should never, ever change. We were, our last church we were at was really, we did some stupid things in that church, but one of the best things we had was an environment of worship. If you couldn't worship in that church, there's something wrong with you. Your spiritual pulse would need to be checked. It was a liberating spirit. We had a lady in our church. My dad could tell you this. There was a lady in our church, and there's a lot of older folks in our church in their 90s, and they were just as vocal and just as into the worship as anybody else. And it was wonderful when you'd see Latinos, and you would see African Americans, and you'd see white, and you'd see old, and you would see young, and you'd see middle-aged, all just worshiping God. It's truly an incredible thing. When everyone says this, I don't really care about the song is really irrelevant. My connection to my Creator is just so that the environment was so inviting that you forgot whatever song was playing. Whether you sang the song or not was irrelevant. You just had a place where you could connect with God. You know, there are some places that we like to hang out. Do you have places that you like to hang out? Find peace. Some of it might be just a couch, a chair. Some of it might be in a place, a location, where you can just unwind. Listen, that's the way a worship should be, a house of worship should be. A place where you can just come and worship God. Where it's free, where it's liberating. Listen to me, please hear me why this is so important. And this is something that we as Pentecostals do get. We just don't communicate it too well. if someone comes in that door and they're bound by religion and they're bound by sin, they are sure not going to find freedom in an environment that is bound. They're not going to. Listen, just look at historically. Look at statistics even. Look, there is so much at our disposal now that we have all this technology in our hands. We have so much information we can glean now from churches. And the churches that grow, they go across the scale. You have churches that are traditional, churches that are Southern Gospel, modern, contemporary, wacko, whatever. They grow because of, one of the reasons they grow, because there's an environment of worship. There's a culture of worship. See, some of you already get images in your head. And why are you allowing those images to get in your head? Why are you allowing the past? Why are you allowing other things to infiltrate the Word of God? What God's trying to say to this woman is not where you worship, and it's not how you worship, it's who you worship, and in spirit and in truth. True worship in spirit engages the whole heart. Unless there's a real passion for God, there is no worship in spirit. At the same time, worship in truth that is properly informed. There's an importance to that. Unless we have knowledge of God, the knowledge of God we worship, there is no worship in truth. I'm not talking about knowing about God. I'm talking about knowing God. Are you following me? Both are necessary. Both are vital to God-honoring worship. But we have to have both spirit and truth. Verses 23 through 24, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now here's what I want you to do for just a second, and this is before we close here. Can you now see, and maybe you already knew, but maybe a little bit more clear, how important it is for you to walk in the Spirit and not to walk in the flesh. Do you understand how important it is for your attitude? If you have a bad attitude, try to get your attitude correct before you get to worship, because it'll affect how you worship. You could come into a worship service and you can be, and it doesn't matter what environment you're in, if you have a bad attitude, you will begin to pick apart everything that you don't personally like. And that should be an indication that there's a problem with your attitude. You know, your attitude should be one of expectation. I can't wait to get to church to worship with God's people. I don't have to worship. I get to worship. I want to worship. You know, I can worship God at my house in my own way, in my own songs. I can, you know, now today, you can do things on your iPad, your iDevice. You can even, if you've got a newer TV, you can do things through your TV. It's amazing. You can do everything you want. You can custom make your own worship service. You don't even have to listen to me. You can listen to your own preacher that you want. But listen, when you walk through those doors, there's more than one person in here. There is no way that any church can satisfy every person that walks through that door. That's why it requires you to drop the attitude at the door. Just come to worship, amen? Listen, if you don't know the songs, just say Watermelon. No, you don't. You exalt Jesus. I mean, you can just lift your hands and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I bless you. Most of the time, I'm praying that way. I'm worshiping that way. I'll sing the songs every once in a while, but most of the time, I'm just focusing on worshiping my Lord. Through this series, we're going to talk about postures, expressions, and all that. But this is foundational. It's key to worship in spirit and truth. That's how worship must be conducted, in spirit and in truth. There's no room for self in spirit and truth. Here's what I'd like to ask you. Are you personally on a level of fellowship with Jesus that you should be?
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray it was a blessing to you. The Father is seeking those who will worship in spirit and truth. I want to encourage you to be a true worshiper of God throughout your week. Don't let your Sunday morning worship experience be your only worship experience throughout your week. Seek the Lord daily and commune with Him. If you're not attending a house of worship and you are looking for a church home, I want to invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.